What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy, B. Scott, has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
You ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. It is Texans report. Brandon Scott is in the building every single Wednesday as he joins us. Today was a big day. We heard from Nick Caserio. We heard from the head coach, D'Amico Ryans, and the roster was dropped yesterday. A lot happening in the last couple of days. And B. Scott with us. Let's jump right in here, Brandon. What for you is all of this going on? A lot of stuff going on. What for you is the story that kind of has your attention the most dealing with the Texans?
Well, we've talked about this on the show quite a bit. I know a couple of times when I was in for you, Ron, standing here with Clint, where the running back situation is a really curious one, because you are talking about, and this is before we knew that Joe Mixon was going to be out for four games, but who knows how long you're going to be without your Pro Bowl running back at a time when the Texans have tried to change, or at least trying to right now, change their identity to be more of a physical, you know, upfront smash mouth type of football team. That appears to be, based off of what we've seen in these preseason games and what we've been watching at training camp. Clint, you were on this early on in our earliest days at training camp. They were going to try to run the football. That a lot of these passes were going to be what a lot of people call dink and dunk, try to get chunk plays, short yardage type of stuff, or at least short passes and the run game. That's what they were going to lean into. But a lot of that, at least in my mind, the success of that was predicated on having a dude like Joe Mixon in the backfield, at least at some point. If not week one or week two, at some point pretty soon.
Yep.
Now we're talking about a minimum of four games. And then based off of how they've talked about it, and I'm not here to necessarily criticize them for how they're handling it, because I think it's okay for the team to have separate interests from the media. Like, what I want and what I want to know is different from what they want to give out there. I don't have to like it, but I understand where they're coming from. They got to understand where I'm coming from. But at the same time, you do get to glean from their answers that this does not look good. There is no way that you can listen to Nick Caserio or listen to D'Amico Ryans talk about this injury and talk about this issue, or not talk about this issue and feel good about the situation. So that's what stands out to me the most. Obviously, earlier in the week, finding out that Joe Mixon was going to miss at least four games, and then everything since then feeling like he could miss more.
Not only are they not wanting to talk about the Joe Mixon situation, it is clear that it is a point of frustration when asked and pressed a little bit about the Joe Mixon situation, which I find very interesting, B. Scott. I mean, look, this I said this earlier. Like, to me, I would argue that having a guy like Joe Mixon, a Pro Bowl player that has not been seen all of training camp, we're talking 5-6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then on the backside of that, you get frustrated every time that he's asked, which visibly, notably, audibly, there's frustration there. And he's placed on a list, an injured list, that is specifically for guys that were injured away from the program, away from the organization, not team functions, team-sanctioned, workouts.
Right.
I would argue that dynamic and not being some level of transparent of, hey, here's what's going on, is really, really risky. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not a hot take artist. But I can't help but look at that. We were talking about it before the show, and it kind of you start wrapping your head around it. It's hard to not look at the Joe Mixon situation and go, hey, man, I wonder if he got hurt outside of football, outside of the Texans building. And now you're looking at it of like, is there a chance to void a contract here for Joe Mixon and him no longer be a Texan if this is a longer-term injury? Like, to allow the speculation, which I think is very fair. It's not, you're not just shooting, you're trying to be first or whatever the hell you're talking about, and shooting off the hip. I mean, it's very fair to right now to view this thing as like, man, connect some dots. There may be something going on here.
It's like it feels like Christian Harris from last year, where you're just trying to figure out like what's going on, and they seem to be real defensive at times when they have to answer anything about it. It is at the very least not the norm of how you see situations of injuries handled.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Christian Harris, Ron, because I think two things are going on here. You can remember earlier on in training camp when C.J. Gardner-Johnson gets injured and there's the inaccurate report about his injury. I think that caused some level of frustration within
as
the organization, which makes sense. I think you couple that with, to Ron's point about it feeling like Christian Harris, this is what I can tell you where it is kind of like the Christian Harris situation, and you kind of alluded to it as well, Clint, of getting injured away from the facility. So with both situations, with Christian Harris and with Joe Mixon, my understanding is that these injuries happened in the offseason in some type of offseason training or program that is separate from whatever the Texans got on their own time. And my sense is the Texans already don't like to talk about injuries. Most football teams don't. So they're already reluctant to talk about injuries, but they're especially reluctant to talk about injuries that happen outside of their purview and outside of their control. And not just reluctant to talk about it, but there is some agitation, some frustration with it, especially when it's long term, when it's not just a little kind of got nicked up.
Put him in a bad spot.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about with Christian Harris, who missed 10 plus 13 weeks or so and then still wasn't right when he got back. Wasn't right even for training camp.
The year,
right? Yeah. And then now this situation with Joe Mixon is a very similar kind of thing where it happens off their time, away from their dime, but now they are the ones left to deal with the ramifications of it. I think there is some frustration on the organization's part with that sort of thing. Now, as far as the contract, look, I would imagine that if they can help it, if they can get Joe Mixon right, they just want to have Joe Mixon. But I think all of that stuff are things to actually consider in terms of the team's vantage point on how they both view the situation and how they want to communicate about it. Because they don't want to really talk about an injury that happened off of their watch. Right. They don't fully necessarily understand.
The interesting, fascinating part to me is the combination of two things. You don't want to talk about it, but you get frustrated when you asked about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like zero.
They don't want to talk about it.
But to me, that's right, that's like deflection, though. I feel like that's what's happening.
Sure,
like, hey,
sure.
Let's take the focus off of us and let's put the focus on y'all for wanting to be first and for wanting to
it's
be messy.
Very similar,
and
it's very to be similar to how business.
Right. Which to me is wrong. Like to lump everybody into the I want to be first. That's wrong. I mean, that's just dead ass wrong. I don't know the way about it. Like. What world are we living in where the media goes to practice and your starting quarterback that's fixing to be the face of your franchise, you're going to pay $60 million and isn't throwing, is not a story.
Yeah.
Is not. And, like, the frustration of being asked about that. Like that is just, I don't know, man. I think it's an interesting way about going about business, but I'm sorry. I didn't mean to eat up your
segment.
Well,
they are clearly targeting somebody with the I want to. It kind of comes off as a catch-all, and that part, I agree with you, is not fair. But I think we clearly know that they're talking about specific the newsbreakers of the world, both locally and nationally, who want to fixate on being first. And then just, I think, the overall general speculation part. Like, they're like, hey, well, why are you speculating and you don't know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we're not just speculating, to be fair. We are asking you. And on your side, you don't want to answer the question. So, I mean, I think if we would just say that, hey, we want to know, we don't want to tell you, and we can leave it at that. But then it has to be this tit for tat sort of thing of, well, y'all want to be first, and y'all want to be all up in somebody's personal business type of thing.
It's, it's weird when you got the way you guys are talking. It's reminding me of the Aziz Alshire situation last year, where they just kind of deflected the conversation to something else that wasn't even being talked about with the Trevor Lawrence thing, where they deflected it off to.
But you know, I mean, you know this from, you know, your family's got PR background. Like, that's kind of part of the game. It's like, hey, let's deflect, let's change the narrative, let's change the conversation, and let's talk about what we want to talk about. And we would rather talk about anything but this injury, even if it's got to be us generalizing the media as one when we're really talking about one, two, three people.
That's Brandon Scott. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. B. Scott, roster, what was the biggest takeaway for you as they put out the initial 53?
Y'all help me talk through this, and the audience can do so as well. Should I be confused by the Texans only carrying the two tight ends on the 53-man roster, or should I be confident in the Texans only carrying two tight ends on the 53-man roster? And this is why I ask. Confused because it's like, well, you figured you would have more, right?
Yeah.
Or confident because, especially with the new offensive coordinator having a tight ends coach background, like confused by that, but also confident from the standpoint of, well, maybe this guy just feel like he can make it work with two tight ends. Hey, I don't need a bunch of, I just need the best two. Give me those two and I can make it work. Like I honestly do not then understand that they're going to bring guys back and you're going to have practice squad guys and all of that. But I did not really understand, was just at least surprised by the lack of tight ends on the roster, on the 53-man roster. And then they had like 50-11 defensive linemen.
Yeah.
It looked like every defensive lineman that ever lined up for the defensive line was on this roster. So, like, that part stood out to me.
Yeah. I don't think you should be concerned. They ain't fools to think they can carry two tight ends.
The problem with just carrying two tight ends is one injury away from not just losing that player, but you lose the ability to be your whole 12 personnel package, which I think they're going to be a big part of. Most of the NFL does have a pretty hefty 12 personnel package, one back, two tight ends, two wide receivers.
They do have big receivers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that I would want to do that, but I'm just, they do have some size.
I've been wrong a lot in my time, B. Scott. I would bet a large amount of money that they will not go into a game with two tight ends on the roster. There'll be three guys active. The Harrison Bryant kid, I'll be honest with you, I was surprised when they cut him after trading and specifically filling the need. Irv Smith being injured even more significantly than when you.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You traded for Harrison Bryant. Now that he's on the practice squad, I'll be shocked off my ass if a veteran came back to be on this practice squad, isn't immediately, if he hadn't already been guaranteed, hey, you're going to be on the roster week one. Just give us some time to work this stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, just like you mentioned, just from the numbers game standpoint, you're an injury away from completely taking out a chapter of your playbook. Like whatever your 12 personnel plays look like, however many of them you have, I don't know. But whatever they are, they're gone now. Oh, and if you are running them, you're trying to make Xavier Hutchinson or poor rookie Jaden Higgins or somebody that's a bigger, but and Justin Watson's got decent size as well. That surprised me a little bit that he made the roster, but he did. So you do have some size at the wide receiver position if you were to try to do some makeshift 12 personnel type of stuff, but it's not ideal.
You Nick Cayley telling Bobby Slowick, hold my beer and watch this, if he gets Justin Watson blocking on the edge receiver off the offense.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I don't think Nick Caley needs me, the tight end coach and offensive coordinator. Yeah. I don't think needs me to tell him that. And hopefully he watched the film from last year to see how that worked out with real tight ends. But yeah, hopefully he doesn't need that birdie in his ear.
That's B. Scott. Stay tuned and catch all of his work, sportsradio610.com. He's all over the station every Friday with In the Loop. That's Brandon Scott. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next Wednesday as we'll be ready for the regular season, baby. We're getting there.
It's time, man. I hate this little 2-week period where we got to wait for it, but we're getting there.
Right around the corner.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.